and we welcome you to the Michigan State Michigan High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball Tournament tonight. It is a Class A district semifinal game from Holland High School as the Holland High Dutch entertain the Jenison Wildcats. Along with Lindsey Saunders, my name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us for exciting high school basketball action. And we're going to give you some bonus action as we will do tonight, as we have the first semifinal game still ongoing. 22 seconds remaining in it, and Hudsonville is leading Wyoming 70, well, is now tied at 73-all. And we'll give you the final few moments of this overtime session. Logan Madsen brings it over the timeline for the Eagles, moving right to left, clad in their home white with navy blue numerals and gold trim, and timeout is called by Hudsonville with 14 seconds remaining in overtime. The game was tied at 66-all in the regulation time, and it's now 73-all. The black-clad Wyoming Wolves with white numerals and white and purple trim moving from left to right here at the Dutch Dome. And it's been a classic battle of an athletic team such as the Wolves and a taller team and maybe a little bit more fundamentally sound in the Eagles. It has been an even matchup so far. No team has really been able to pull away from the other. And the team, the records pretty much reflect the fact that we have two pretty even teams facing each other. Hudsonville at 12-8, finished 8-2 in the OK white. I mean, the OK red. While Wyoming, the second year, I believe, that they are playing in the merged format after many years is Wyoming Park and Wyoming Rogers. The Wyoming Wolves are 14-7 overall. They finished 8-2, a game behind OK Blue, division leader and champion Comstock Park. So the Wolves, who advanced by disposing of winless Granville on Monday night, are taking on the Eagles, who had the bye. The one team in this district that did not play on Monday night. We'll give you a preview of the Jenison-Holland game in a few moments. And we'll also hear from both coaches, David Cool of Jenison and Paul Chapman of Holland High, in our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital countdown show. With 8 seconds left, triple left side by Hudsonville is short. Offensive rebound by Magsig. Magsig will take a fadeaway from the left side. No good. And the Wolves grab the rebound. The rebound was grabbed by Nicholas Staten. The buzzer sounds. We will go to a second overtime period, tied at 73. So again, bonus basketball action for you tonight on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. The upcoming game between Jenison and Holland will be featuring one of six games involving the remaining teams in the state high school boys basketball tournament. We said goodbye on Monday night to Zeeland East, who lost to Jenison 58-51. We also said goodbye to Saugatuck, losing to state-ranked Muskegon Heights in a Class C regional at Western Michigan Lutheran. We also said goodbye to the Hamilton Hawkeyes. Many years they had struggled to get a tournament win, but they finally got one last year. This year, one and done, they were knocked out by Holland Christian in the first round of a Class B district at the Civic Center. Now, Greg Chandler is at the Civic Center, and he's doing a doubleheader on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. And the Holland Christian Maroons are taking on the Allendale team in the first game of the Twin Bill. I'm trying to get you a score as we go along. The second game will be featuring the Zeeland West Ducks going up against Unity Christian. The tip for the second overtime here between Hudsonville and Wyoming is won by the Eagles of Hudsonville, and a pass on the right wing to Jared Plum was knocked out of bounds by the Wolves, and so the Eagles will inbound in front of their own bench. And again, Hudsonville in the white, moving from right to left in this overtime period. Turnaround shot, one-hander in the lane is good by Jared Blum, the 6-foot sophomore. has made it now a 75-73 game in favor of the Eagles. Walking the ball over the timeline for Wyoming is Jacob Traylor. Flips it over now to Nicholas Tatum, playing with four fouls. The other number four for Hudsonville. Brent Evans is guarding him. Fadeaway right side by Staten. No good, but he was fouled as he was shooting the fadeaway. Jared Bloom with the foul. And Bloom, whose basket has given Hudsonville a lead, has made his last contribution to the game. He has been disqualified with five fouls in the contest. And Hudsonville coach Eric Elliott is ready to bring Brendan Custon, the 6'3 senior, off the bench to replace the fouled out Jared Bloom. And right now, head coach Eric Elliott taking advantage of the fact that he does have 1 minute to make the substitution formal. And so he'll use that 1 minute to bring his team over for a quick conference. Meanwhile, Wyoming coach Tom Vanderclay has done the same with his black-clad Wolves. And a little question about when they first merged the schools in Wyoming, Park and Rogers, what their nickname would be, what colors would be. They definitely wanted to make a break from the past. The blue of Park and the green of Rogers. They went with black and purple. Northwestern type colors. First free throw by Gerald Blue, Wyoming's Nicholas Staten is good. The second one is also good, and Staten ties the game at 75 all with 3:26 to go in the second overtime. This is a Class A district semifinal game at Holland High School. We'll bring you the Holland Jenison contest when this one is all over. Pressure defense by Wyoming brought over the timeline. Right side, triple is good for Hudsonville's Brendan Costin. He steps off the bench, and he nailed the tray. 78-75 Hudsonville. Eagles putting some man-to-man pressure. And some triple in the top of the circle by Wyoming's Nicholas Dayton is no good. Rebound snatched away by Hudsonville's Mason Apple. Into the front court. Driving left side is Dieterle. Kicks it into the right corner. They pull it back between the rings for Magsick. Now a triple is good by Mark Dieterle. The 5'11 senior. Back-to-back trays by Custon and Dieterle has given Hudsonville an 81-75 lead over Wyoming with 2.5 to go in the second overtime. Right side was Jacob Traylor. Triple from there. Side of the rim, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It goes to the Eagles of Hudsonville. 2:22 remaining. Quick substitution off the Wyoming bench. Jalen Primus comes in to replace Jesse Flores for the Wolves. Wolves will put full pressure on Hudsonville, down by two scores. Into the front court, Magsig brings it over the timeline. He's being guarded by Carlos Amaris. Between the rings, Magsig. Bounce pass right side for Custon. Brendan, backing in on his defenders, find a man open on the knee. Layup is good by Mason Apple, the 6'3 junior. Hudsonville has hit two trays and a layup basket. They lead by 8. And with 2 minutes to go in the second overtime, Tom Vanderclay of Wyoming says, I need to talk to my team, and he has taken a timeout. A reminder, it will bring you high school basketball action tonight. But on Friday night, here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com, we'll bring you Hope College women's basketball as the Flying Dutch, the second-ranked team in the nation in Division III, begin their quest for a possible NCAA championship on the road. They're playing at Carthage of Wisconsin because of the NCAA's pairing and location process. They will be taking on Wisconsin Lutheran. Join Greg Chandler for all of the action here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. His broadcast time will be 5:40 Friday night. Hope and Wisconsin Lutheran. It's women's basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We mentioned about the doubleheader that Greg's doing tonight over at the Civic Center with Allendale and Holland Christian, Zeeland West and Unity Christian. Two Lakeshore teams are playing in a doubleheader at Western Michigan Christian. Bentonville is taking on the host Warriors. Black River takes on Muskegon Heights. And Calvary, playing their home games at Holland Christian High, is hosting the Potter's House. Drive on the right side by Wyoming, rejected underneath by Hudsonville's Brent Ibbets, 6'8 junior, tallest player on the court. Ball knocked out of bounds. Wyoming will inbound with 1:51 to go in regulation, down 8, 83-75. Points mandatory now for the Wolves. They're going to go. Oh, it's another rejection and a foul underneath. Jalen Primus had an open path to the basket, and Mason Apple blocked him. Blocked the shot, but also blocked him with the body. Fourth foul for Apple. And so foul line right will be Jalen Primus, the 6'1 junior. Primus eyes the rim. Scores the first one. And last we heard at the Civic Center, Colin Christian was handling Allendale with ease, 50-34. So the Maroons about ready to go into another district final. Second one is no good for the Wolves. Mason Oppel committed the foul, gets the defensive rebound for Hudsonville. Minute 36 to go, and the Eagles have the ball. They're up 7, 83-76 in double overtime. Winner of this game gets the winner of the Jennison Holland game that we'll bring to you in its entirety on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Ball kicked by a Wyoming defender, out of bounds. It'll be maintained by Hudsonville at midcourt. But now, Tom Vanderclay's Wolves need some steals. They need some stops. They're down by 7. It is a 3-possession game right now. 3.5-second rule almost called, but finally, Brendan Costin dribbles it forward. But now the Eagles are playing the clock as much as they're playing the Wolves. Kick out left side for Mason Apple. Flips it to Costin as Costin shields the ball. Carlos Amorous fouls him. That's 4 for Carlos, and so foul line left is Brendan Costin, the 6'3 senior. His triple broke a tie and really ignited an 8-point run for Hudsonville in the second overtime that has given him control of the extra stanza. First free throw is missed by Costin. He has one more at the stripe. Foul line to left. Right-handed shot. Sends it and scores it. 84-76. Still a 3-possession game. Wyoming with the ball and down 8. Into the front court, Carlos Amorous. Amorous drives right. Stops, pots, and it is blocked on the way up by Hibbets, but contact and a foul called on the shot. Jordan Kuypers, the 6'5 junior, fresh in the game because he has no fouls until just now. He committed his first. So Amorous, the 5'9 junior, is foul line right. He'll drop the front end. With 53 seconds to go, Wyoming is going to send four fresh forces in. That might be a sign by Tom Vanderclay that this game is beyond him. It'll be interesting if these subs can be able to get a steal or two and make this game a little bit interesting. It's a 7-point game. If Amorous makes the second, it'll be a 6-point game, and does. It's a 2-possession game, and what it is, I take that back. Tom Vanderclay is not throwing in the towel with 5 fresh forces. He's bringing in players that don't have many fouls, so he can commit a foul, stop the clock, and bring in the regulars. Brent Ibbets will inbound for the Eagles. Into the backcourt, Magzik, and he is fouled with 52.1 seconds remaining by one of the subs, Connor Zidema, the 5'11 junior. So again, smart strategy by Tom Vanderclay, far wiser than his old head is. Bring in the scrubs to get the foul, to stop the clock, force the Eagles to conduct a free throw shooting exercise and try to whittle away, which is right now a 6-point deficit. Magsig, first of two. Got it. Now the 18 comes in for the Wolves. Mason Apple with four fouls returns. Jake Crow, he's replacing Crow, a 6'1 senior. Apple is a 6'3 junior. Eric Elliott's got a good blend of seniors and juniors on this team for the Eagles. Second one is good for Magsig. It's an 8-point game, 3-possession game, 48 seconds left, 86-78. Hudsonville with the lead. And a throw into the hands of Mark Dedele. Turnover, Wyoming. That might make it done and dusted as Logan Magsig is fouled in the backcourt with 40 seconds left. And the Wyoming Wolves have the look of a team that knows that their last chance to pull this one out of the fire may have just been burned to ashes. Magsig, who had hit two free throws just a moment ago, back foul line left for Hudsonville. Short on the first, though. You really could have tightened the noose on Wyoming. He makes the second, it's still a 3-possession game, and does. 87-78. Wyoming needs threes, and they need scores fast, but it's going to be a driving layup and a miss by Carlos Amorous. Rebound by Apple. He got it into the hands of Magsig, and Magsig was fouled. The Hudsonville fans want the intentional foul called. So, too, does Eric Elliott. The referee tells Eric Elliott, that's okay. It's the fifth foul for Flores, who committed the foul. And Tom Vanderclay will take the full minute to decide who he will replace. In the old days when they had this one-minute period, it was not really a coach's game as it is now. Coaches have got to be thinking 2 or 3 minutes ahead almost all the time. Rodney Johnson comes in to replace the foul-out Flores. Foul line left is Magsig. 88-78, he made the first of two. It is now a 4-possession game with 32 seconds left. And again, we'll bring you the Jennison Holland game when we're done here on 1450 WHTC Holland and WHTC.com. Second one is good for Magsig. 89-78 Hudsonville, 30 seconds left. Into the front court is Nicholas Dayton. Inside the arc, jumper in front of the rim. No rebound snatched away. Mason Apple hands in the hands of Magsig. Might as well let him go. And the Wolves are backing off. 15 seconds to go. They'll let the final moments run out. The Hudsonville Eagles have advanced to the Class A District Final at Holland by defeating Wyoming in triple overtime tonight, 89-78. So the Eagles have advanced, and the Eagles will take a 13-8 record into Friday night's district final game here in Holland. Who will the Eagles meet? Will they meet their arch rivals, their former OK Red rivals, now a member of the OK White, the Jennison Wildcats? Or will they meet an ancient foe, one that they had played when Holland High was in the red, but now play occasionally? That, of course, is Holland High. That will be determined in about an hour and a half from now. But Hudsonville, with the 89-78 win over Wyoming, and the Wolves finish the season with a record of 14-8 as they fall in the second round of the state high school basketball tournament. When we come back, we'll begin our formal preview of the Jennison Holland State Class A District semifinal game from the Dutch Dome. It's the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital Countdown Show. It'll begin in a moment on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Hydration isn't a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. With Lindsay Saunders, our producer, my name is Gary Stevens, and we welcome you to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital Countdown Show as we get ready for a state Class A district semifinal game here at the Dutch Dome, Holland High School, between the homestanding Dutch and the visiting Jennison Wildcats. The Wildcats come in off a 58-51 win at home against Zeeland East on Monday, a game in which they took control of the contest with a 13-2 run late in the first half, held the advantage for much of the third quarter, and then saw the Chicks battle back to within three in about 3 minutes, 2 minutes to go in regulation before pulling away for the seven-point win. Zeeland East was led offensively by Jack Ernston, who hit four triples in the first half and part of his 13-point performance, and Luke DeKevers, the senior, who came up with a 15-point performance to spearhead the Jennison offense. Meanwhile, the Holland High Dutch, 15-6 on the season. The Jennison, 17-4. Both teams were 7-3 in their divisions, with Holland finishing in a three-way tie for first in the OK black, in the OK red, OK green, I should say, while Jennison was second in the OK white. The Dutch come in off a 46-43 victory here against West Ottawa. And as you'll hear from Coach Paul Chapman momentarily, very similar type of game to what Jennison had against the Zeeland East Chicks, in that the Dutch got a good advantage, played their game, but saw their guests rally to make the game tight in the final moments. It was a balanced scoring attack for the Holland High Dutch, led by Tyler Johns with 10 points. And Dante and Aiden McAuliffe with 9. But again, a very balanced scoring attack against their old coach, Steve Windemiller, and West Ottawa. So Holland High and Jennison about ready to do battle. And as is the case with many of the rivals, especially with Jennison, who's only been competing in the MHSA tournament since 1968, it is a very limited history between these two schools in the state tournament. Jennison has won 2 of the 3 meetings against Holland in March Magic. However, Holland won the last meeting. It was over at Zeeland East, and that was 4 years ago, March 12, 2010, when Holland defeated Jennison 70-52. Jennison's 2 other wins came in 2006 and in 2004. Jennison overall, though, in this series, have won 5 of the last 7 meetings, including their last 2 visits here to the Dutch Dome, and their last game here, however, has not been since 2007, when the Wildcats beat the Dutch on January 23rd, 67-36. Tonight, we will see a very strong and athletic Holland High team go up against a Jennison team a little bit taller, maybe a little bit stronger, but both teams feel that they can make a deep run into March Magic. Tonight's game will be a good examination of those credentials against each other. When we come back, we will start hearing from the coaches. Paul Chapman of the Holland High Dutch will be joining us in a few moments, but following this break on 1450 WHTC, we'll have our first chance to hear from the first-year coach of Jennison High, a man that name is familiar to basketball fans across the state, the 2006 Mr. Basketball, the head coach of the Jennison Wildcats, David Kuhl. We'll hear from Coach Kuhl next, as you're listening to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital Countdown Show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital Countdown Program on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We are at the Dutch Dome for a Class A district semifinal between Holland High and visiting Jenison. On the FM side, we had a chance to say hello to the former Mr. Basketball from South Christian, the former Western Michigan star, now in his first year of guiding the fortunes of the Jenison Wildcats, David Cool. David, I had a chance to see your team firsthand Monday night against Zealand West. For times, especially in the second and third quarter, your team looked like a team that did win 16 games. But then at times, especially in the fourth quarter, they looked like a team that had lost four games this year.
Yep, and that's kind of been our MO all year. You know, we put together good quarters, even good three quarters, but we struggled to put together a full game. And hopefully after Monday night and watching a lot of film yesterday, you know, the guys rested their legs a little bit. Hopefully they're ready to go tonight and realize that, I mean, you can't take the foot off your gas pedal, otherwise you're going to get caught up, and that's what happened, I think, a little bit on Monday.
Well, schools along the lakeshore especially, but even on the other side of the county, have had to deal with the schedule maker having to change things. And you guys have had to play two or three games a week. Yeah, it's not the same as tournaments, but still, The practice, the use of knowing that you've got to preserve your body has to really pays off now, doesn't it?
Yep, it sure does. It's been a weird year for my first year. I'm sure I don't think I'll see another one like it for a long time. You know, we've had sometimes, like you said, we've had three games in a week or maybe even a game on the weekend. You know, we have had haven't had a lot of consistent practice time, but we are here for a reason, and we hope that we can play again on Friday night and do whatever we can to do that tonight.
You had to call on Andrew Lamb, A.J. Lamb, to be able to give you some good minutes because Pat Leatherman wasn't available. Pat is available, but it looks as if you're rewarding Lamb for his performance against Zealand East, giving him the call against Holland tonight.
Yep. I have a lot of faith in A.J., and it helps to have his size. And when he starts to realize how he can play when he's aggressive, you know, he's a force in there. But I am very thankful that Pat's back. You know, he was under the weather on Monday, so it's good to have him back. And he's going to be a spark first off the bench, and let's hope he's back 100%.
You guys are shooting some threes on Monday night, too.
Yeah, and I like that. You know, that's kind of my mentality as a coach. You know, if we're open, especially guys like Jake and Pat and even Evan, when they get open, I don't want them to hesitate. And I feel like with Luke and CJ and guys that really like to crash the glass, you know, sometimes that can be our best offense, too.
I remember David Cool as a guy who liked to shoot the threes, too.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, they're right after my own heart, and I can't blame him for doing that, and I think that's when we're at our best.
David Cool, this Holland High team had started well. They sort of scuffled in February especially. You take a look at their athleticism and their size, and you know you guys are in for a tough battle, especially in their spooky little Dutch Dome here.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. They got a great player in Dante. I think we all know that. But they surround him with some great players as well. And they got the big fella underneath and athletes on the wing and shooters around him. So it's going to be a fun game. And let's just hope we treat the fans to a great game. And hopefully we come out at the end of it on top.
All right, let's go and talk to Coach David Cool in this regard. You mentioned a little bit about shooting the threes and doing well. What are the things you need to see from your team tonight in order to advance to Friday's district final?
I think that we need to put together 32 strong minutes. I think if we kind of play like we did in the second half, more of the fourth quarter against Zealand East, I think we got a good chance to go home tonight just because we can't take our foot off the gas pedal. I think that Holland has a little bit more talent than Zealand East has, so I think if we play with that same mentality and we take our foot off, I think they're going to go for our throat, and we got to realize that, and hopefully we don't do that tonight.
David Cool, as always, we appreciate your thoughts and your cooperation with us during the two games we've done this week. Good luck to you and the Wildcats tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When we come back, we'll take a look at the Holland High Dutch through their coach, eyes of their coach, Paul Chapman. You're listening to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital Countdown Show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital Countdown Program on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. We are at the Dutch Dome for a Class A district semifinal game between the Jenison Wildcats and the Holland High Dutch. Head coach Paul Chapman of Holland High, your team got through a pretty stern test, but a good examination against West Ottawa. Challenged your team, you rose to the challenge, and you advanced to this game tonight. Tell us a little bit about your impressions of how your team performed against the Panthers.
Well, we started out really well defensively and had control of the game through the third quarter and then had some hiccups in the fourth. But to West Ottawa's credit, they really made a strong run at us and were able to make just enough plays and free throws to kind of win it.
With all apologies for ignorance in that regard. Is there a little bit of, like, quote-unquote tournament jitters in a first game for any team, no matter how experienced they are? The first game in March Magic seems to, you know, get the kinks out, and then they can relax and play the game after that.
Well, we hope so. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it makes any difference from game to game. You just got to go out and play and play against the, you know, your opponent each time. So we're hopefully looking for a strong effort tonight because Jenison's a really good team.
How have you seen your season so far? Good start, some scuffles as the year's gone along, good strong finish. It looks like that based on the scores. As a coach, you see them every day in practice, you see how they play and what they're capable of. Is the score lines pretty much reflective of how the season has gone, or are you seeing things that you like?
Well, we had some injuries in February. We had two starters out for a couple weeks, and you know, we hit some bumps in the road, but you're going to have some ups and downs to a season. We kind of fought through that, and we're in a position right now to do something great tonight. We're just going to have to play great against Jenison.
You've been able to mold this team to what you want to do as this season goes along. For those who may be picking up Holland High for the first time tonight, what things, if Holland High is playing well, will we see the Dutch do in order to be very successful? What things can they execute and really work on their game?
Well, we're a pressure defensive team, so that has to be something that we're good at. We pressure three quarters to full court. We're not that big, so we got to do a great job blocking out. We do have a 6'10 kid in the middle, but after that, we're all 6'2 and 6'1 kids. So we've got to do a great job rebounding. On the offensive end, we like to push the ball. Our point guard is really, really good. He's one of the best point guards in West Michigan, Dante Hawkins. So we kind of run most everything through him off his penetration and his scoring abilities. So.
One final thing, and I saw the Jenison game against Zeeland East. Yes, they have some size, but Zeeland East was very aggressive on the boards. Not as big, but they got to a lot of balls. As you've seen the scouting reports on that, can we see pretty much the same game plan from the Dutch in terms of getting to the glass and maybe neutralizing their size?
Well, we're going to have to out-scrap them, that's for sure. I mean, they've got big kids not only in the post area, but their wing kids are really big too. So we're going to have to definitely scrap and get every loose ball situation we can.
One final thing. The importance at this stage of the season, playing at your home building in this tournament, is it a factor? Is it an advantage at all? Or at this stage, no. It's just the best team wins.
I think the best team wins. That's how it usually goes in basketball. I mean, you're in postseason and the best team wins.
So. Paul Chapman, good luck to you in the Dutch tonight.
All right, thank you.
When we come back, we'll look at the starting lineups. You're listening to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
The broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or the distribution of the descriptions and the accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Midwest Communications. Lindsey Saunders, I'm Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us for high school basketball action. It is the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital Countdown Show from Holland High School as the Dutch are getting ready to take on the visiting Jenison Wildcats in a Class A district semifinal game. The winner of this game will take on Hudsonville, as the Eagles need a double overtime to dispose of Wyoming 89-79. The ranks of the teams along the Lakeshore have been thinned by one, and for the River Rats, it was not pretty. Unfortunately for Black River, they knew they were going to be in for a long evening up in Western Michigan Christian, and that's exactly what happened. This is not a mistake. It's almost as bad. It is almost as bad as a game I did on our FM station at 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com earlier this season involving the Saugatuck Indians. They hosted Bloomingdale and beat them 72-8. Tonight at Western Michigan Christian, Muskegon Heights Academy 104, Black River 12. Meanwhile, Holland Christian defeated Allendale tonight 50-34, and so the Maroons will face either Unity Christian or Zeeland West for the regional championship at the Talman Civic Center on Friday night. Reminder, we'll bring you Hope College basketball on our stations Friday evening. Hope's women taking on Wisconsin Lutheran here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com at 5:40 p.m. Wild on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. It'll be Hope's Flying Dutchman hosting Penn State Marand over at DeVos Fieldhouse. Again, that'll be 7:10, the broadcast time of that game. Our officials have been passed on to us. Patrick Stegeman, Doug Capitan, and Johnny Robinson will be the men handling the game, and Patrick Stegeman is our lead official for this game. The Holland High Dutch loosening up the basket to our left. They're clad in their home white uniforms with red numerals and red trim. The Jenison Wildcats loosening up and are in the on the court. The basket to our right, clad in their Kelly Green road jerseys with white numerals and white trim. Let's meet the starting lineups. For, first of all, the Jenison Wildcats, 17-4 on the season. They will start A.J. Lamb, the senior, along with Luke DeKevers, the senior, and C.J. Van Timmeren, the senior, up front. No heights given by Jenison High. They figure that's maybe a trade secret. The guards will be senior Evan Schultz and senior Jack Arnston. Lamb had 6 points against Zeeland East. Schultz also 6 points against the Chicks. Arnston with 13, Van Timmeren with 12, and DeKevers led the way with 15 points against Zeeland East. For the Holland High Dutch, 15-6 under first-year coach Paul Chapman. Dante Hawkins, the 5'10 senior, will be in the backcourt along with Trent Ramabarbi, along with freshman Demetrius Lake, who's a 5'11 ninth grader. The forwards will be 6'1 senior Trent Ramos, basically a swing forward, and 6'3 senior Aiden McAuliffe. Kyle Bartholomew, the 6'10 junior, will be in the pivot. Hawkins had 7 points against the Panthers. Aiden McAuliffe, 9 points against his former coach. Trent Ramos, 4 points against West Onora. Demetrius Lake, 8 points against the Panthers. And Kyle Bartholomew, 6 points against West Ottawa. And again, these two teams have not met since the state high school tournament game at Zeeland East 4 years ago, where Holland High defeated Jenison High by a score of 70-52. So, teams that are not totally familiar with each other, one-time OK Red rivals, both have moved on to different conferences in the OK in the Ottawa Kent Conference realignment over the years, but they are meeting tonight here at the Dutch Dome. Here's our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by that unearthly light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night.
Basketball action between Jenison and Holland High. So now the ranks of the team still alive in March Magic is down to Holland Christian, already advancing to the district final. Fenville, Holland, Zeeland West, who's playing now. And Calvary Schools of Island, whose game is going as we speak against the Potter's House, a tough opponent in the Alliance League, as the Potter's House was the class of the league this year. Again, let's get the starters for you for Jenison. Evan Schultz and Jack Ernston in the backcourt. E.J. Lamb, C.J. Van Zimmeren, and Luke DeKeevers up front for the green-clad Wildcats. While Howland will have the three guards, Dante Hawkins and Trent Ramos and Demetrius Lake, with Aiden McAuliffe and Kyle Bartholomew up front. Bartholomew at 6'10". Will have his hands full. One part of it with A.J. Lamb, but also we will probably see Pat Leatherman, the senior, come off the bench. Leatherman was ailing, was unable to play Monday night because of a virus, but the medicos with Jenison gave him the all clear for him to participate in tonight's contest, and Coach David Coolby using him off the bench. So two first-year coaches, David Cool in the blue sweater and Paul Chapman in the red shirt, first-year coaches with their respective teams. And we'll be ready to start momentarily here at the Dutch Dome. Glad you're able to join us for high school basketball action here on 1450 WHCC and WHCC.com. Lindsay Saunders back in our studios handling the board. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us. And probably this will be my last high school broadcast of the season. If we get a team into the regionals, probably be one team, and that'll Red Channel will get you the rest of the way through. So here we go. Lamb, Schultz, Arnston, Van Timmeren, and DeKeevers for Jenison, Hawkins, McAuliffe, Ramos, Blake, and Bartholomew for the Dutch. Holland in white with red, Jenison in green with white. Referee Patrick Stegeman tosses the ball up between Lamb and Bartholomew. Lamb wins the toss, but it goes into the hands of Marcus Connolly. And it'll be Holland with the first possession of the game. But the ball is quickly given away on the turnover to the Wildcats. Lob inside a little bit too high for DeKeevers. Out of bounds. Both teams coughing up the ball on their first possession. A little bit of jitters, although both teams did play in on Monday night. So you should expect to see maybe some of the tournament rattles out of the way. Here's the drive by Hawkins. The shot is partially blocked by Lamb. Rebound DeKeevers for Jenison. Luke into the front court now for Van Zimmeren. As he drives, he shuffled the feet, says referee Doug Capitan, I should say. And a second turnover for Jenison, already in two possessions. We should be seeing both teams settle down and play their normal offensive game as the jitters get out of there. Here is a drive by Hawkins. The shot is no good. It was partially blocked, but it's stolen away on the rebound by Trent Ramos of the Dutch. After Van Timmeren cleaned the glass for Jenison. Holland with the ball. Hawkins one-on-one with Evan Schultz. He's got a tough assignment tonight. Man-to-man defense employed by Jenison in the lane. Shot by Ramos is good. Trent Ramos just inside the arc. Just inside the foul line. Opens the account for Holland. It's 2-0. And after three turnovers, Holland gets a point. And again, the ball goes out of bounds. A.J. Lamb couldn't control it on the offensive baseline. Four turnovers in as many possessions for Jenison. David Cool saw his team cough up the ball a lot in the fourth quarter Monday night against Zeeland East. He's seeing it now in the opening sessions here against Alvin. Here's McCullough. Right side Ramos. Inside for Rothalin. Your shot is partially blocked by Lamb. Rebounds by the keepers of Jenison. He'll hand it to Evan Schultz. He'll walk it over the timeline. Wildcats want to keep control of the tempo of the game. They can't go run and gun with Holland. That basically plays right into the hands of the Dutch. to Keepers. Kicks it right side for Schultz. Schultz in the lane. His shot over a defender. No. Rebound deflected in the hands of Lamb. His shot rejected by Bartholomew. He gets it back again. Tries to move around Bartholomew, but does and scores. A.J. Lamb with persistence. And we have our first tie of the game at 2-2. 5:40 to go. First quarter here in Holland. Hawkins, top of the circle. Trey. Side of the rim, no. Rebound grabbed off to Keepers of Jenison. Bobcats trying to get the lead, and David Kuhl slaps to Keepers on the backside as he runs past the bench. Front court, Evan Schultz tries to dribble around. Hawkins dribbles it out of bounds. Five turnovers already for Jenison. David Kuhl having a word with Doug Capitan. Pardon me, having a word with our lead official, Patrick Stegeman, as the Dutch get into the front court. Ramos. Left side for Demetrius Lake, the freshman. You want to call an all-freshman team along the lakeshore this year. Lake and Saugatuck's Blake Dunn will be your two guards. Here's a drive by Hawkins. Partially blocked on the drive by Van Timmeren. Out of bounds. Ball stays in Holland's hands. 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Holland high. And Jenison tied at two. Hawkins trying to break it with a triple on the left side. He does! Dante Hawkins gets his first three. Holland gets back into lead by three at 5-2. Into the front court to Keepers for Jenison. Stops, pops outside the arc. Side back of the rim, no. Rebound, Lamb. He's out playing Bartholomew right now a little bit. Finds an open to Keepers, who lays it up and in. The Keepers gets his first two. It's a 5-4 Howland lead. Lamb, who's normally a reserve, is right now playing, out playing the 6'10 junior Bartholomew. 12-footer left side jumper by McAuliffe. No good. Ball out of bounds off of the hands of a hustling Evan Schultz. Our first substitution of the game for Jenison will be Pat Leatherman. He'll sit down Van Timmeren, but Leatherman, who did not play in the Monday night victory. Buzzer sounds, and Patrick Stegeman has been called to the scorer's table. And we're going to see about a discrepancy, perhaps. Hard to tell. 4:16 to go, first quarter. 5-4, Holland with the lead. They have the basketball. Stegeman, the official, now goes to Doug Capitan to discuss matters. Both teams will go to their, in front of their own benches for a quick chat with their coaches. Johnny Robinson, the other official, strides forward and will have a discussion about a situation involving the official score. 4:16 on the clock. There might be a clock situation. We don't know. As we are awaiting. We are across the way in the catbird seat here at the Dutch Dome. The old broadcast location where Ron Weatherby and I used to do games. In the corner here. But that's okay. Don't mind looking, having the big overview. I'm used to doing that on the FM side. Officials still trying to get everything sorted out. Jenison will be called a technical foul. There might be a name not put on the scoreboard. It's a scorebook. Scott, David Kuhl, the coach of Jenison, not really complaining too much. So a technical foul shot is good by Aiden McAuliffe. He will shoot two on the tee for Jenison. A technical foul, a pure technical foul, a scorebook error. He makes them both and extends the lead of the Dutch to 7-4. It's not a turnover because Holland High was going to inbound the ball anyway, but they get 2 points on the technical free throw when Leatherman was caught, when Leatherman came into the game. He might not have been in the book or might have had a wrong number put for him. Bartholomew couldn't get a pass on the left baseline, a little bit too high from Hawkins. Turnover Holland, that is their second. It'll be inbounded by Jenison. Pressure by the Dutch, broken as DeKeepers brings it over the timeline, dribbles into the right corner, pulls it out for Evan Schultz. Holland in a man-to-man defense. Schultz trying to work on Dante Hawkins. Schultz in the circles for Arnstein. the Keevers. Schultz, Evan, gets around his defender, takes it to the basket, drives and draws contact and a foul. And again, we're seeing Bartholomew having issues early on. He picks up the first foul of the game for either side. So foul line right will be Evan Schultz, who's coming off a six-point performance on Monday night. He'll drop the front end of the two-shot foul. And Rasmussen, Bartholomew, I should say, sits down. Tyler Johnson, the 6'3 junior, comes in. So a smaller lineup now for Allen Hunt. Second free throw is also good for Schultz. 7-6, and count 2 points on the board for not only Schultz, but also for Jennison off of the turnover by Holland High. Ooh, David Kuhl thought there was going to be this ball, and it's exactly what it is. Kuhl thought as the ball went off of Hawkins at midcourt, it was initially called for Holland, but it is now Jennison basketball. And back-to-back turnovers, and see if Jennison can cut into a one-point deficit, down 7-6. Lamb in the backcourt has to dribble it over the timeline, and big guys don't dribble. He just got his pocket picked by Trent Ramos. Turnover, Jennison. Right corner, McAuliffe. Triple from there. Back of the rim, no. Rebound, DeKeevers for Jennison. He wants to run. Luke over the timeline. DeKeevers around two defenders, tries to drive, deflected out of his hands, out of bounds. We're going to call it a turnover against Jennison. Sam Zarowitz, the junior, comes back, and along with C.J. Van Timmeren, come in for Jennison. DeKeevers and A.J. Lamb will sit down for the green-clad Wildcats. Walking the ball, and I mean walking the ball over the timeline, is Dante Hawkins. He'll now dribble into midcourt. Now on the move, left side, tries to take it to the hole, draws contact, and a foul on the floor. Foul on the floor on C.J. Van Timmeren. That's the first foul for the Wildcats tonight. It's 2:52 to go, first quarter. 7-6, Holland with the lead on Jennison. They have the basketball. Double team in the left corner. Turnovers knocked away by Arnston into the hands of Van Timmeren. Fourth turnover against Holland High. Arnston to Schultz. Lobs it into an open Leatherman who lays it up and lays it in. First lead change of the game as Jennison now is an 8-7 lead. Here is Hawkins. Drives into the lane. His shot is no good. Rebound snatched away by Zarowitz of Jennison. Leatherman triples left side. Long. No good. Rebound. McAuliffe for Holland. He'll bring it over the timeline. Back to Hawkins. Dante runs the offense. McAuliffe into the lane. Spins. His shot is rejected by Zarowitz into the hands of Van Timmeren. Van Timmeren will try to take it to the hole and does. Scores. C.J. Van Timmeren with his first two. It is now a six-point run for Jennison. And they lead by three, 10-7, 1:53 to go first quarter. Wide open underneath, the layup for Tyler Johns is good. The defense broke down there for the Wildcats. And the Dutch stop the six-point bleeding. They're down by one, 10-9. Evan Schultz sees some pressure in the backcourt. Tries to get to Van Timmeren, dribbles it off his leg. Ball in midcourt. He finds Leatherman, who saves it. Lob underneath for Zarowitz. Sam tries to drive underneath the basket and double dribble. Eighth turnover already for Jennison, but Holland has only scored 2 points off of him. Arnston gets his first break, and we say hello to senior Brett Bethke for the Wildcats. Hawkins walks it over the timeline. Johns, along with Anders Nordheis, the 6 foot junior, Demetrius Lake, and in the left, right corner, Trent Ramos finds an open Johns. A shot from the high post right side is no good. Rebound grabbed off by Bethke of Jennison. Front court now, Schultz. Evan kicks it left side. Triple by Timmeren. Short. Rebound grabbed off by Lake. The freshman wants to run. Lake, right side, driving on Schultz. His shot is no good. A little off balance. Rebound. Bethke for Jennison. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. In for Van Timmeren. Tries to fire a pass for Leatherman. Deflected. Saved by Holland. Turnover against the Wildcats. Their ninth in the first quarter. Quickly in the front court, Lake. Triple from the left side. Got it from the left side. Demetrius Demetrius Lake opens his account with his first try. Holland regains the lead at 12-10, the second lead change of the game. They said that about Blake Dunn. They'll say it about Demetrius Lake. Drive and a score on the left side. C.J. Van Timmeren, his fourth point. Nice pass on the back of the lane and drove the left baseline to score to tie the game at 12. Our second tie. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Hawkins, top of the circle, Trey. Got it! And he just walks away like another number three. Allen Iverson. Quarter is over. The triple by Hawkins gives Allen a 15-12 lead after 8 minutes of play over Genesee. This is the Michigan High School Athletic Association Basketball Tournament on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. One quarter in the books, it's Holland High 15, Jenison 12. 4 points for C.J. Van Timmeren leading the visiting Wildcats. 6 points for Dante Hawkins leading the homestanding Dutch. Jenison will get the basketball to begin the second quarter. And in the front court, the Keepers. Right side Leatherman. He'll triple from there. Front of the rim, no. Rebound snatched off by Ramos for Holland. And Hawkins brings it over the timeline. Right side to Lake. Demetrius drives right baseline. Shot is rejected by Zarwitz out of bounds. Kyle Bartholomew returns for Holland High. They'll sit down Trent Ramos. Lake and Bartholomew. Johns inbounding Hawkins. And Nordheis on the floor for the Dutch. Nordheis between the rings for Johns. Tyler finds Hawkins to Lake. Still working the perimeter right now. Between the rings, Nordheis to Hawkins. Gets it inside for Johns. Stops, pops off glass, no. Rebound. Rebound to Keepers for Jenison. Quickly in front court, Van Timmeren. Along with Arnston, who gets the ball to DeKeevers. Pass in for Timmeren is off his hands into the hands of Nordheis. Turnover number 10 for Jenison. Top of the circle, triple try. Good! Dante Hawkins knocks down his third tray, and the lead is expanded to 6. And now we get a foul in the backcourt against the freshman. Demetrius Lake picks up his first foul, just the second against the Dutch. Aiden McAuliffe will replace him in the lineup. DeKeevers inbounds to Arnston. Van Timmeren, Zarwitz, and Leatherman, the other three on the floor for Jenison. Leatherman in the front court, cross-court pass to Van Timmeren, and a little bit too wild for Jenison's liking, so Arnston calls for the ball at the top of the circle, resets the offense. Leatherman into the lane. Takes it around. Bartholomew's shot is no good. We have a loose ball foul on the floor. Down went Nordheis. And he's the one who commits the foul. First on Anders. Three now on the Dutch. So it's an inbound situation for Jenison. Loose ball foul called by referee Doug Capayton. Right side triple by Leatherman is no good, and we got a loose ball foul the other way. Van Timmeren picks up his second foul, and he's going to sit down for Jenison. He's replaced by Evan Schultz. 18-12. Holland High on two trays by Dante Hawkins. 9 points overall. Have that 6-point lead. After Jenison tied it for the second time at 12-all. Nordheis between the rings. Jenison showing zone. Johns tried to stop on the left side, slid instead, and commits the turnover. 5 against Holland. That's led to 4 Jenison points. Evan Schultz will walk it over the timeline for the Wildcats. Moving left to right in their road greens. Schultz directing traffic on the left side. Leatherman between the rings. Jenison glad to have him back after an ailment. Brazil, Monday night. Missed him a little bit in the game against Zeeland East. Left side triple is no good by Arnston, but he got plowed over by Nordheis, and now Nordheis picks up his second foul, the first Dutchman to get into the two fouls, and he'll probably be getting to a seat on the bench momentarily. But the first of two free throws coming for Jake Arnston, who knocked down four trays in the first half against Zeeland East, finished with 13 points, only 1 point after the intermission. He'll get the free throw there. Second free throw coming. Arnston knocks it down. He has one more coming on the three free throw situation. Lamb and senior Marcus Connolly come in to join Arnston at the foul line along with Schultz and Leatherman. And Leatherman now sits down, so it's DeKeevers, the other man on the floor for Jennison. Arnston makes all three free throws. Cuts the margin to three at 18-15. Into the front court, Dante Hawkins dribbles left side, takes it to the basket, has a path in, trying to go on Lamb, draws contact on the bigger man and a foul. A.J. Lamb picks up his first and the third against Jennison. It's Ramos and Lake, Hawkins at the line, McAuliffe and Bartholomew, the starting five back on the floor for Paul Chapman's Dutch. Foul line left is Hawkins, 9 points tonight, he had seven Monday night. He torched Godwinites, the Wolverines, for 37 in his best performance of the season offensively in terms of point production. First one is good by Hawkins. As I said, another number three is some images of an Allen Iverson. And like Iverson, sometimes he misses free throws. Hawkins did there. Rebound Lamb. And then the ball is stolen away. Turnaround by McAuliffe. No good. Rebound to Keevers for Jennison and a foul in the backcourt. It'll be against McAuliffe, Aiden's first. Five now on the Dutch. They have one more to give before they put the Jennison Wildcats on the line. 5:26 to go, first half. 19-15, Holland High with the lead. Jennison with the basketball, and they haven't taken good care of it. With 11 turnovers, and they've got 12 now. It's stolen away by Ramos. Triple by McAuliffe, right side. No, rebound grabbed off by Lamb. Just as Zeeland East couldn't take advantage of turnovers Monday night against Jennison, Holland High has scored just 2 points off of 12 Jennison turnovers tonight. Schultz directing traffic left side, trying to work around Hawkins. Hands it over now to Connolly. Mark is in the lane. Jumper is partially blocked. Grabbed off by Lake. The freshman wants to get the Dutch running. Right side, McAuliffe. McAuliffe stops in the right corner, resets as he flips it out to Hawkins. Man-to-man defense employed by Jennison. Hawkins, right corner for McAuliffe. Pulls it out. Picks up the dribble. Needs help. Hawkins gets it to him. Dante in the lane. Around one defender. Puts up a one-hander. Doesn't get the bounce. Rebound grabbed off Connolly for Jennison. Front court with 4:24 to go in the first half. Drive and a foul. A blocking foul. As Schultz turns into the basket. And Doug Kapanen says he's fouled by the other number four, McAuliffe. So McAuliffe with two fouls. And Nordhuis with two fouls. Six total against the Dutch. And foul line right will be Evan Schultz, who's made his only two free throws for his only points of the game. He misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Mason Rosano, a 5'9 senior, makes his first appearance. Nordhuis comes back in with two fouls. They'll join Lake. First break tonight for Dante Hawkins. Trent Ramos, Kyle Bartholomew, the other two on the floor for the Dutch. Second free throw is good for Schultz. He has 3 points. And the margin is now three again at 19-16. And we are going to have a pushing foul called against Evan Schultz as Lake brought it over the timeline. So the foul against Schultz. Or is it they stop play for a moment? Well, no foul has been. Okay, the foul has been called against Schultz. That's his first, fourth against the Wildcats. Over the timeline is Demetrius Lake. They think he can be another good one here in Holland. He's 5'11 now. They think he'll fill out as the freshman gets older. Here's Bartholomew backing in. Turnaround shot. No. Rebound tapped out of bounds off of the hands of Trent Ramos. He backed in on Lake. On Lamb, I should say. And right now, the senior Lamb, who could basically look Bartholomew. I think he's almost a seven-footer. Bartholomew's listed as 6'10". Front court to Keepers. He's two-time, draws contact with a foul. Mason Rosado tried to go for the steal, did a hack. And the bonus light is on for Jennison with 3:49 to go in the first half. At the half, the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital at the half program will go through the numbers. And at the MHSA perspective, JJ's topic tonight, did you know? First free throw is good for the Keepers. Cuts the margin to two at 19-17. Luke now with three. 7 of 8 as a team for Jennison from the stripe tonight. Make it 7 of 9 as the Keepers misses the second, but the rebound is offensive by Leatherman. Tries to drive, ties it up, alternating possession, goes to the Dutch. It has been a good one so far. Hudsonville awaits the winner of this game. Eagles need a double overtime to take care of Wyoming, 89-79 in the other district semifinal. The final here in Holland at 7 o'clock on Monday, on Friday night. And Demetrius Lake wants to get his team into it. He just tripled from the right side. 6 points on two trays for the freshman. It's 22-17, a 5-point lead for Holland High. Almost a steal, but Arnston gets it underneath to an open to Keepers, who lays it up and lays it in. 2 field goals and 5 points for Luke. 22-19, Holland's lead is cut to 3. Hawkins over the timeline. Dante surveys what looks to be a 2-3 zone. Left side Lake, triple there, nobody got hacked, and a foul, a 3 free throw as the Keepers gets the foul. It is still a cardinal sin for players to foul a guy shooting a 3-point. You give the guy 3 free throws, if he misses, you make it a 4-point play if he makes. Lake hits the first of the 3 free throws. Holland High is now 4-5 from the stripe as a team. Leatherman returns. He replaces C.J. Van Timmeren for the Wildcats. Nordhuis sits. He's replaced by Tyler Johns for the Dutch. 3rd free throw for Demetrius Lake, trying to get his 9th point, and does. 3 for 3 from the stripe. The lead is again. A turnover as a travel call. Nope, ball is knocked out of bounds by Holland High. No turnover called. The cheer was momentarily as the Holland High fans thought they got a turnover. But they're going to keep pressure on. The Dutch lead by 6 at 25-19, equaling their largest lead. Here is the Keeper, spinning in the lane, lays it up, lays it in. Luke with 5 in the quarter and 7 in the game. 25-21. It's a 4-point game for the Dutch against Jennison. 2:37 to go in the first half. Lake, left side. He was looking for a 3 from about 35 feet out, but thought better. But he'll try it from 30. Misses. And shepherding the ball out of bounds is Jack Arnston. Shielded off Hawkins to make sure that Jennison will inbound. Holland will continue putting the pressure on. This is a full court press now by Holland, trying to speed the tempo, which plays into their game. But Jennison, once the ball got into the hands of Evan Schultz, saw Holland back off, and he'll walk it over the timeline. Left side triple is a little bit short for Arnston. Rebound grabbed off by Johns of Holland, and wanting to run is Hawkins. Hawkins drives left side, pulls up for a one-hander. No. Rebound deflected into the hands of Lake. Left side triple, short. Rebound, again, shepherded out of bounds by Jennison. So Demetrius Lake, who has made 2 trays and hit 3 free throws on a foul miss, continues to want to shoot those high ones. We say hello to Elroy Payne, the 5'10 junior. He makes his first appearance for the Dutch. Long down court pass and a jam for Leatherman. They busted the press and Leatherman does the flush. 4 points for Matt. 25-23. It is now a 2-point lead for the Wildcats. Underneath is Payne. His shot off of the glass and off the body is good. Elroy gets in the game. His first touch is a basket. Allen regains a four-point lead at 27-23. Runner, one hand, no. Wyatt, there's an air brick. And an offensive foul on the putback by Leatherman. Leatherman picks up his first, turnover number 13 for the Wildcats. And with 1:23 to go in the first half, Holland High will get the walk up. With Hawkins to Lake. To Jones, fakes the three, bounces it to Lake. Lake will go into the lane, sees Lamb, will put a reverse layup around him. No, rebound grabbed off by the keepers, flips it to Leatherman. Finds a wide open Arnston, lays it up and lays it in. Jake with the fifth point for him. Nice running of the fast break there by Jettison. And the lead is now down to two, 47-25. 46 seconds to go in the first half. Hawkins, two-time, almost had it stolen, and a foul is called. Jennison not happy about that. Holding foul. Schultz picks up the foul. First on Evan. Six now against the Wildcats. And the Wildcats thought they were hard done by on that one. 42 seconds left to go in the first half. And we're going to get a foul as down goes Payne. And that's because Jake Arnston fouled him. First foul for Jake. It's foul number seven. We'll go to 1-1. And Payne, whose first touch was a basket of nice banker, will go back to the stripe. We'll go to the stripe for a 1-1. Leroy's first one is short. Bartholomew tries to tip the rebound, but just tipped it out of bounds. 27-25, Holland with the lead. Jennison with the basketball. Pressure by the Wadatches peeled back as the ball goes into the hands of Evan Schultz. Half a minute to go in the first half, and Jennison is going to play for the last shot. David Cool off the bench to shout instructions to his Wildcats. Lane comes now to meet Schultz with 16 seconds to go in the first half. Arnston plays catch with Schultz. 12 seconds to go in the half. 27-25, Howell with the lead, Jennison with the basketball. Leatherman, top of the circle for 25-footer. Wild out of bounds, 3 seconds left. That was really not the play that the Wildcats wanted. Leatherman took the wild shot. They'll put some pressure on Hawkins. It'll be inbounded by Ramos of the Dutch. Trent looking. His pass is stolen by a triple. Stolen by Leatherman, and Leatherman atones for the triple by stealing and scoring at the buzzer. And it gives Jennison a 28-27 lead at the half. How big is that play going to loom? As Leatherman stepped in front of the inbound pass, went to the right corner and sank the three, cool as you like, as the buzzer sounded. 16 minutes of the books. Jennison 28, Holland 27. The Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospitals at the half program is next on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Leading as many as by 6 points at the end of the first quarter and in the second quarter. The Holland High Dutch find themselves on the wrong end of a 28-27 score at the half. And this is the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital at the half program. I'm Gary Stevens at the Dutch Dome. And we're bringing you the Class A District semifinal game between Holland and Jennison, with the winner facing Hudsonville, an 89-79 double overtime winner over Wyoming earlier this evening in Friday night's final. Let's get to the scoring for Jennison. They were led by 7 points from Luke DeKeevers and Pat Leatherman. Leatherman's triple at the buzzer has been the difference in this game right now. 5 points for Jake Arnston. 4 points for C.J. Van Timmeren, 3 for Evan Schultz, and 2 for A.J. Lamb. Jennison committed 13 turnovers, but only 2 were converted into points. 2 points came off it for Holland. And Jennison, free throws in the first half, 7 for 9. For Holland High, they were led by Dante Hawkins with 10 points, 9 points for Demetrius Lake, and 2 points each for Aiden McAuliffe, Tyler Jones, Eric Brooks, and Elroy Payne. The Dutch had 6 turnovers, and that was converted into 7 points, the last 3 on the shot at the buzzer by Leatherman. And Holland High was 6 for 8 from the free throw line. So at the end of the first half, our score is Jennison 28 and Holland 27. A regular feature of high school basketball broadcasts and football broadcasts on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com is to look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, John Johnson. His topic tonight, did you know? It's time now for JJ's MHSAA Perspective.
Did you know? I'm John Johnson, and we'll play some tournament trivia next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going up to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are all kinds of fun facts associated with the high school basketball tournaments in Michigan. And with March Magic now in full swing, let's take a look at some of those nuggets and test your basketball knowledge. Did you know that the number of teams in each class used to vary wildly? In some years, there were so few Class A teams that the tournament in that division didn't even have a district level of play. And there were over 300 teams in the Class D tournament, meaning some schools would have to win as many as 4 districts and 3 regional games to get into the final round. Did you know that from 1941 to 1960, Upper Peninsula schools of fewer than 75 students took part in their own tournament, which was called Class E? The dominant teams of the time were Alpha, now part of Crystal Falls, Nama, part of Big Bay Dinac, and Hermansville, now part of Powers Door Central. The Michigan tournament at one point in time was separated by peninsula. From 1932 to 1947, there were separate lower and upper peninsula tournaments. The UP finals were conducted in classes B, C, D, and E, and the Marquette area was generally the host of the event. And there are still some MHSAA tournaments which are separated by peninsula by the choice of the schools in that northern part of the state, including cross country, tennis, track, swimming, and golf. And by choice, there was a 30-year period during which the Detroit Public Schools chose not to participate in the MHSAA tournament. From 1931 to 1961, some of the great players like Reggie Harding at Eastern, Arnold Skip Domke at McKenzie, and David Smokey Gaines at Northeastern were just newspaper stories and coffee shop talk around the state, never competing on the statewide tournament stage. The girls' basketball tournament started in 1973, and since its inception, only one time have all 4 champions been undefeated. That was 1976 when Marquette in Class A, Marine City in B, Allen Park Cabrini in Class C, and Lake City in Class D had unblemished records. And no, there's never been a year where all 4 of our boys' champions have been undefeated. Both the boys and the girls basketball tournaments have a 1-year gap in their histories without a champion. The girls was in 2007 during a court-ordered flip of seasons. And in 1943, the boys tournament was suspended during World War II. Area tournaments took place around the state where the winning teams received a handcrafted leather plaque instead of a trophy because of the need for medals in the war effort. And finally, did you know that different overtime formats have been used to determine champions? The 1936 Class A title went to Flint Northern on the basis of its 45% free throw shooting. And the 1956 Class B crown was won by Stevenson in sudden death. The rules allowed for 1 3-minute overtime to be played in both situations. Flint Northern was tied with Kalamazoo Central at 25 after regulation play and at 27 after overtime. A formula of field goals made, free throw percentage, and fewest personal fouls put the Vikings on top. Central shot 33% at the charity stripe for the game. Had the tie not been broken on criteria, a free throw shootout would have been used to determine a champion. In 1956, it was a bank shot by marvelous Mel Peterson on Stevenson's first possession of sudden death that gave the Eagles the Class A crown over Detroit St. Andrew 73-71. The national playing rules were changed in 1962 to allow for unlimited overtime periods to determine the outcome of a game. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Jenison High School, where the Howard High Dutch trail the Jenison Wildcats 28-27 in State High School Class A District semifinal action here in the Dutch. Other area scores, we have some finals. Holland Christian defeated Allendale 50-34. Muskegon Heights embarrassed Black River 104-12. Tough night for Fenville. The Blackhawks fell at Western Michigan Christian 67-58. So the ranks are thinning. Last score we had from the Holland Civic Center, Zealand West was trailing by 10 at the half to Unity Christian 27-17. No report of the game from Holland Christian High School between Calvary and their opponent, the Potter's House. So as it stands right now, if the results stay as they are, depending on what Calvary does, Holland Christian may be the only team playing on Friday night along the Lake Shore. We're about ready to start the second half. Holland High in their home whites with red numerals outlined in black, red, and red trim. And Jenison in their road, Kelly Greens with white numerals and white trim. Holland High will move from left to right. Jenison will get the ball to begin the third quarter, with Evan Schultz along with Luke DeKeevers, C.J. Van Timmer, and A.J. Lamb, and Jack Arnston starting the game and starting the second half for the Wildcats. Van Timmer from 25, left side, no. Rebound put back up and in by Lamb. A.J. with four. He is outplayed, Kyle Bartholomew, tonight. And the lead is now 3 at 30-27 in favor of the Wildcats. One-hand shot by Hawkins, partially blocked by Lamb. Rebound pulled away by offensively and thrown away by the Dutch. It was an offensive rebound by Trent Ramos. Now the official, our lead official, Patrick Stegman, said the ball was deflected by the Wildcats, and so it's inbounded by the Dutch in the offensive side. Triple McAuliffe, right side, back of the rim, no. Rebound McAuliffe, couldn't, I'm going to give Bartholomew, he couldn't get a full hand on it because Luke DeKeevers knocked it out of bounds. Dante Hawkins and Nathan McAuliffe. Trent Ramos, Demetrius Lake, Kyle Bartholomew, the five on the floor for Holland. Started the game, starts the second half. Lake has it between the rings. Holland moving from left to right. Hawkins trying to shake and shimmy with Schultz. McAuliffe, back to Hawkins, left side. Dante drives left baseline, kicks it back out and throws it right into the hands of Schultz. Turnover, Holland. That's turnover number 7 against the Dutch. Schultz drives left side, throws it right into the hands of Bartholomew. 14th turnover against Jenison. Front court, Hawkins. The kick in the left side for McAuliffe. To the high post, left side. His shot is no good, but he was hit and fouled. Second foul will be on Evan Schultz. And McAuliffe will be foul line right. Pat Leatherman ready to come off the bench to replace Schultz. C.J. Ben Timmerman playing with two fouls. First free throw is good for McAuliffe. He is 3 for 3 at the stripe, his only points of the game. He can make it a one-point game. He can sink the second. The substitution has been completed for Jenison. The second free throw is no good. Deflected the hands deep to Leatherman. Front court for the Wildcats is Arnston. Arnston triples left side, short. Off the front of the rim. Rebound, Lake for Holland. Demetrius trying to work on Arnston. Right side, McAuliffe. Takes the three, goes into the paint, takes a shot, no. Rebound to Keevers for Jenison. He outlets out to Arnston. Holland's back with numbers 3-on-3. And then the ball is stripped away from Leatherman. Back the other way comes Lake, trying to drive on to Keevers. Nobody draws the foul on to Keevers. So Luke picks up his second transgression of the game. And Demetrius Lake, who is 3 for 3 from the stripe for 9 points total, will be at foul line right with a minute and 53 seconds gone, second half. Misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Holland is now 7 of 10 from 11 at the line. They're down 2, 30 to 28 to the visiting Jenison Wildcats. Second free throw for Lake. Also no good. Rebound A.J. Lamb for Jenison. Backcourt foul against Collin. Bartholomew, who has had a tough evening, picks up his second foul. First foul against the Dutch here in the second half. That triple, the steal and triple by Leatherman at the end of the first half has really energized the Wildcats, but they still have problems handling the basketball, and now we got a foul against the Dutch. Trent Ramos collided with the Keemers, and the foul is on Ramos. Anders Nordhuis comes back in for Holland to replace Aiden McAuliffe for the Dutch. Inbounds from the left sideline to Jenison, and Arnston brings it over the timeline. Lobs it to Lamb, high post left side. Lobs it underneath for Van Timmeren off of the glass. No rebound, put back up and in by Leatherman. Pat Leatherman with 9 points. The lead is 4. And a triple try right side by Hawkins is no good. Rebound offensive, Nordhuis to Lake. Top of the circle tray, front of the rim, no good. Rebound Van Timmeren for Jenison. They want to run. Van Timmeren drives, then the pocket was picked by Nordhuis off of him. A little out of control there with CJ. Front court, Lake for Holland. 5:14 to go, third quarter, 32-28. Jenison with the lead, Holland with the basketball, Lake. Pulls it back to midcourt, resets right side, hands it into Ramos. Bounce backs to Nordhuis, left side. Nordhuis takes it to the foul line to Bartholomew. Plays catch with Nordhuis. Nordhuis into the lane, kicks it right side for Ramos. Now they get in the hands of Hawkins, their point guard. Hawkins sees the lane, dishes up to Bartholomew. Shot is blocked by Lamb, and he draws a foul after he gets the ball away from him. The foul is on Trent Ramos, his second, 3 on the Dutch. Van Timmeren sits down, and he's replaced by Arnst.